So I first became involved with the Iditarod. It was approximately a year and a half ago. I was looking for ways to be able to essentially get back to the community. Mm-hmm. And I've always enjoyed helping with the spay and neuter shelters, but just kind of a more of a, I wouldn't say it, a way of just getting out and experiencing new opportunities. And there's a classic saying of like becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And when I Googled, went online, I typed in volunteering veterinarian, and the Iditarod popped up on there. And I remember thinking years back about hearing about this race and veterinarians that had experienced it. And it's like, this is a perfect way of being able to essentially give back at the community for good cause, and wanted to become involved.
That's a good.
I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I want to help use the tools and skills that I've been able to accomplish over the number of years of being a veterinarian and help give that back to an organization in the community, as well as learn the different aspects of veterinary medicine that comes with sled dog training and be able to bring that back to my community. One of the most memorable Iditarod experiences would have to be exploring the city of Anchorage, you know, trying to collect the different equipment we need to be up here out of Fort Worth. It was, you know, the opportunities weren't as available, and coming here to Anchorage and visiting the different stores, the local stores, and just explaining to them, you know, hey, I'm a veterinarian here from Fort Worth, here to volunteer with the Iditarod, and the amount of respect that we were seeing from the community as a whole, and just how essentially thankful and the opportunity to be here. That was very experienced. What I know for sure in life is really two things. The first is become comfortable being uncomfortable, and the second is tough times make tough people.